Hi, we're part of a group of hypnotherapy practitioners who use the most successful smoking cessation system in the world. One of the reasons why it's the most successful stop smoking method in the world is because it relies on a unique combination of advanced neurohypnotic techniques.
The purpose of this tape is to give you information about hypnosis, to dispel some of the myths and actually give you an experience of hypnosis on side two of this tape, which is an actual hypnotic induction for stress reduction, which we usually sell for about £20 as one of our self-hypnosis tapes.
You're probably listening to this tape because you were given it by a doctor, a family member, or a friend as a gift. This particular tape is quite unique. Clients are given these gift packs to give to their family and friends. We give them to our clients so that people can get an introduction to the many uses of hypnosis and the way we in particular use it to get a virtually 100% success rate, which enables us to offer our unique lifetime guarantee. We want you to have all the information you need to decide whether or not this is the right thing for you to do.
Even if you decide it's not something you want to do, you can still benefit from listening to side two of this tape, because stress is one of the biggest problems in our hurry-worry modern-day society.
On this side of the tape, we're going to explain why this unique combination of advanced neurohypnotic techniques is the most powerful method for getting permanent results with stop smoking. Because many people stop smoking and then start again. We are only interested in permanent change. We're going to talk about how the conscious and the unconscious mind works. We're going to talk about our unique combination of hypnosis with the new science of neuro-linguistic programming, which takes hypnosis to an even greater level of effectiveness.
We're also going to compare hypnosis to other methods of emotional and behavioral change and answer all the commonly asked questions about hypnosis while you listen in the comfort of your car or on your Walkman or at home. By the way, side two of this tape is not to be listened to while driving, or in fact while doing anything other than sitting or laying down with your eyes closed. Let's start by explaining a little bit about what hypnosis actually is and what it isn't. Hypnotherapy is a profession, just like any other profession. We don't run around in black capes or top hats and have weird spiral eyes like some people may think of from films or stage shows.
There's nothing strange or mysterious or science fiction about hypnosis. It's just a profession like any other profession. And as a profession, the hypnotherapists that use this incredible system are leading the way when it comes to smoking cessation. And we're going to explain why we are leading the way. First of all, let's talk about the mind. Did you know that your mind has two parts to it? Your conscious mind and your unconscious mind. Now, your conscious mind is everything you're aware of right now. For example, you may be aware of the sound of my voice speaking to you. You might be aware of the feeling of the chair that you're sitting in, if you're sitting down, or the colors around you as you look around. However, you can never be aware of more than 5 or 6 pieces of information every second consciously. Your little conscious mind can only process 5 or 6 pieces of information. Your unconscious mind is processing over 2 million pieces of information every second. It is your autopilot. It runs your life for you. And it's been building habits for you perfectly since the day you were born. Everything you do is an unconscious habit. The way you brush your teeth, which shoe you put on first in the morning, even breathing. Right now, you don't have to think. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. The autonomic nervous system is run by your unconscious mind. It breathes for you. It pumps blood around your body. It takes care of all automatic functions. And if you are listening in your car right now, you don't have to think about driving because it's automatic. But there was a time when you were learning to drive when you had to think, look in the mirror, change gears, indicate, turn the wheel, where there was an overload for the tiny conscious mind. But then the little conscious mind downloaded all the information into the powerful unconscious mind, and those things all became automatic habitual behaviors.
What hypnosis does is really quite simple. Instead of having to practice to acquire a new habit or to get rid of an old unwanted habit, hypnosis enables us to communicate directly with the unconscious mind and cut out the practicing stage altogether. When the conscious mind does something 3, 4, 5 times, the unconscious mind says, "Aha, I'll do that job for you," and it takes it on board as a habit. Now, some of those habits are useful, like driving a car or riding a bike. Some of those habits aren't, such as smoking or overeating. You can try, and probably have tried, to change those unhealthy habits with conscious willpower.
But the far more powerful unconscious mind will protect its habits. Otherwise, a person could forget how to drive a car in the middle of driving somewhere, or forget how to swim while in the middle of a lake. It's a survival mechanism that the unconscious mind uses to protect its habits. This is why there is a battle going on inside, an inner conflict between the conscious and the unconscious mind whenever you try to stop smoking or lose weight. The simple fact of life is that we as human beings are creatures of habit. And if we had a method of controlling habit in a quick, easy way, then we could take control of our lives. Hypnosis, when it's done correctly, is that method.
So, where do habits come from?
Let's look at smoking. Most people have tried a cigarette when they were younger. Some of us persisted through all the coughing, spluttering, dizziness, and burning eyes, not to mention the awful taste, and repeated this behavior until the unconscious mind said, okay, let's make it automatic. Let's make it into an automatic habit. And from that moment on, you became a smoker. Now you can say to yourself, I will not smoke. I will not smoke. I will not smoke. But then you find yourself wanting to reach for one, because the conscious mind is like the minute tip of an iceberg, and the unconscious mind is like the iceberg itself. It's bigger, stronger, far more powerful. Whenever you put conscious willpower up against unconscious imagination, then imagination will always win. What are you really imagining when you're thinking, don't reach for a cigarette, or don't smoke that cigarette? That's right, you're imagining actually smoking the cigarette. Which is why, ironically, the harder you try not to smoke that cigarette or eat that cream cake, the more you want to.
This explains why some behavioral programs have a moderate degree of success. By redirecting one's mind away from the feeling of deprivation and toward the feeling of freedom and elation at being a non-smoker. This can work if the person associates a strong enough feeling of elation and freedom to being a non-smoker. But more often than not, this is not enough if it's the only approach used.
The reason why hypnosis is so powerful for changing unconscious habits and behaviors is because you don't have to consciously try over and over again to think a certain way, to feel a certain way, or behave a certain way. Hypnosis makes it instant. It makes it automatic because it gives us the ability to communicate directly with the unconscious mind, the place where all habits are kept.
At this point, let's dispel some of the myths about hypnosis and say what it is and isn't. Hypnosis is simply a state of relaxation. We often say to clients before a session, don't expect to feel hypnotized, just expect to feel relaxed.
Yeah, because people have seen those old films and stage shows. Sometimes it seems as though the person from the outside is in some strange state or under the control of the hypnotist. But it is really only a state of relaxation.
Yeah, it's a very familiar feeling. In fact, we all go in and out of a state of hypnosis throughout the day, which is why when some people ask, can I be hypnotized, we always tell them that anyone can be hypnotized, because we're all going in and out of trances all day long.
For example, have you ever been at a red light and all of a sudden you hear this, and you look up and find the light's green? We've all done that. You drifted into a relaxed state. It's a state that we call the alpha brainwave state, which is a state of light to medium hypnosis. So you see, it is a very familiar state because we're drifting in and out of various states of hypnosis all day long. One question we always get is, what does it actually feel like to be hypnotized? Well, the answer is a lot of people don't feel any different when they're hypnotized to the normal conscious waking state. And they often tell us that they were just sitting there going along with it, which is the right thing to do. Because it's not until they were coming out of hypnosis that they realized how deeply relaxed they had been. Perhaps the biggest misconception that we want to put right is that we cannot control your mind. We can't make you do something that you don't want to do, but we can help you to easily do something that you do want to do. We often say to people, if I were to suggest to you while you're sitting in the chair that you would go out and rob every bank in London and bring me all the money, you'll simply refuse. unless you're a bank robber, of course, that's in to conquer fear or build motivation.
And we wouldn't do a session for that anyway. We'd just turn them away.
In fact, we turn away about 1% to 2% of people. If we don't think you'll get the results, we won't take your money and we won't work with you. That's how we maintain a clean record of success and why we're able to offer a lifetime guarantee.
The point we're trying to make is that if we put a suggestion in that you disagree with, it'll be filtered out by your deeper structures of your unconscious mind, your ethics, morals, values, and beliefs, which is why we tailor our programs so carefully. The next big myth is that people say, "Will I lose my memory?" And of course, we say, "No, you'll remember everything that goes on in the session. It'll be as if you're just sitting there in a chair with your eyes closed while in a deep, relaxed state. That's all."
Here's another one. I once heard a doctor in charge of the casualty section of the local hospital come in to stop smoking. He said, "Is it possible that one could get stuck in a hypnotic state?" I said, "Tell me, have you ever seen a terminal case of hypnosis come through your doors?" Of course he said no, because that's like saying I sat down and closed my eyes to relax and listened to my favourite music and got stuck there.
And that never happens and never will.
In fact, when people question the safety of hypnosis, we often remind them that several years back the government did an 18-month investigation into hypnosis after a schizophrenic tried to sue a famous stage hypnotist. Of course, in the end, not only was the case dismissed, but the really good thing that came out of that situation for our profession was that the government concluded that hypnosis is 100% safe.
So now we know that hypnosis is totally safe. It's a normal, natural, everyday state. The next question is, does hypnosis work? Since the British Medical Association and the American Medical Association approved clinical hypnosis in the 1950s, there have been many important scientific research papers and academic books written about it that contain countless studies on the effectiveness of hypnosis. For example, there was one study done by Dr. Von Dedenroth, MD, printed in the American Journal of Clinical Hypnosis in, I believe, January of 1968. The title of it was "The Use of Hypnosis in 1,000 Cases of Tobacco Maniacs." There are three interesting points about this study. First of all, he didn't just test 50 or 100 people. He tested 1,000 people. Second of all, he didn't just follow up for a month or two to make sure they remained non-smokers. He followed up for a full 18 months. And thirdly, out of 1,000 smokers, after 18 months, he found that with his methods of hypnosis, 94% had remained non-smokers. This was one of the most impressive studies done, largely due to his unique approach, which we have studied in depth.
And we believe that we have made a few improvements in the last 35 years in the field of clinical hypnosis. Our unique approach combines the best of traditional hypnosis techniques with the fairly new science of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, which is why we have a 95% plus success rate in one session for stop smoking in just 1 hour, which is why we can offer our lifetime guarantee. So does hypnosis work? Yes, hypnosis works if it's done competently. When we're giving talks and presentations, we always tell people that the question isn't, does hypnosis work? The question is the hypnotherapist qualified? Because one of the biggest problems we have in the field right now is there is a proliferation of poorly trained, undertrained, and even untrained individuals in private practice calling themselves hypnotherapists.
And at this point, you may be a bit curious about our qualifications. Well, all of the practitioners using this unique smoking cessation system are recognized by the American Board of Hypnotherapy, one of the largest governing bodies in the world, with over 10,000 members worldwide. So you can have the peace of mind and confidence of knowing that your hypnotherapist is recognized by a true international governing body.
One of the questions all hypnotherapists face from their clients is, well, it works for all those other people, but will it work for me? You've got to ask yourself, would we offer a lifetime guarantee if we didn't think it would work for you?
So what have we established so far? Is hypnosis safe?
Yes.
Does hypnosis work?
Yes.
Will it work for anyone?
Yes. So why do people continue to smoke, even though it's costing them their health, several thousand pounds a year and literally years off their lives? The answer is simply that they believe it's going to be hard to quit. We've spoken about the fight between the conscious and the unconscious mind that they have experienced in the past every time they've tried to quit. We are here to tell you it's not hard with hypnosis. Hypnosis makes it easy. Hypnosis works, and hypnosis will work for you. With this understanding in mind, let's look at some of the facts about smoking.
Over the years, we found that smokers quit for three main reasons: to save money, to save time, and perhaps most importantly, to save their health before it's too late. We believe that health comes first, because if you don't have your health, you can't enjoy the extra money you save or the extra time in which to spend that money.
So let's look at health first. Did you know that smoking causes 120,000 deaths a year in the UK? That's 330 deaths a day. If you're a smoker, then think about this. 50%, that's half of all regular smokers, will die prematurely because of their smoking habit. So the next time you offer a friend a cigarette or a friend offers you one, just think, statistically, one of you will die early. That's shocking. Now, some of you may be thinking, oh, what the hell? I'm only in my 30s or I'm only in my 40s.
Well, smokers in their 30s and 40s have five times the amount of heart attacks as non-smokers in the same age groups. And we haven't even mentioned cancer.
The good news is that after you kick the habit, nicotine leaves the body within 24 hours. And nearly all of the time, you can literally reverse the damage that you've done to yourself relatively quickly. Let's talk about time. You're probably wondering, how do you save time by not smoking? You save time in three ways. First, a two-pack-a-day smoker spends 1,460,000 minutes smoking. That's 24,320 hours, or 1,000 days, which is 2 3/4 years out of every 20 years. That's over 5 years in a lifetime. 5 years of wasted time. That's like doing a 5-year jail sentence. A slave to smoking. The second way we help you to save time is, on average, by stopping smoking, a person can increase their lifespan by 5 years. And those are 5 healthier years. Add that to the 5 years that you would have wasted, and you have 10 years of health and freedom added to your life. The third way we help you to save time is that we have streamlined, compressed, and improved our program so that now it only takes a single 1-hour session instead of several sessions to stop smoking.
An investment of just 1 hour brings you 10 extra years and a lifetime of health and freedom.
And speaking of the word investment, let's take a look at how you can not only save money, but why stopping smoking is the greatest investment you could ever make. And yes, when we say investment, we mean investment. And that's not just some clever sales talk. We do mean investment, and let's explain why. The average smoker that we see walking through our doors smokes between 20 to 40 cigarettes a day. On average, let's say around 30 a day. A 30-a-day smoker spends £2,500 a year on smoking. That's a pay rise of £2,500 if you stop right now. That's £10,000 in 4 years. And the average smoker spends over £100,000 in a lifetime. Let's suppose you had £250. If you put that into a bank or building society, the most you could get is about 5% interest per year, which is around £12.50. If you invest the same amount in yourself by stopping smoking, you make a 100% return. Not in a year, but in just over a month from the saving you make from what you would have spent on cigarettes. And get this, a 1,000% return in 1 year, tax-free. Now, if the government came out with a tax-free investment where you would make 1,000% a year, every year for the rest of your life, guaranteed, but you could only invest £250, you would do it, wouldn't you? Everyone would. Because there's no stock market investment, no city trading system, in fact, no investment that can produce 1,000% return per year, year after year after year. That's why stopping smoking is the best investment you'll ever make in your life.
We use £250 as a figure because that's the average price of a stop smoking hypnosis program. Some charge as little as 75 pounds, usually the newly qualified and underqualified. Some charge over 1,000 pounds, which would still be a great investment. But the average is around 250 pounds.
One thing that is interesting is none of them offer a lifetime guarantee, except us. So let's recap. We now know that hypnosis is safe. We know that hypnosis makes it easy to change habits. We know that hypnosis works. And we know that hypnosis will work for you.
For all of the smokers out there, what are your alternatives? The main other alternative is nicotine replacement therapy. For example, patches, inhalers, and gum. The side effects reported from these products include nausea, indigestion, skin irritations, and other skin damage, as well as nightmares.
And in the largest study ever done of 72,000 people, published in the highly respected journal The New Scientist in October 1992, nicotine gum had a success rate of only just slightly more than 10%. And by the way, the first line of that report was, and I quote, "Hypnosis is the most effective way of giving up smoking," unquote. What about the new stop smoking wonder drug, Zyban? First, from NHS medical records, we know that Zyban is totally ineffective unless combined with psychological intervention. Second, in a report by Glaxo Wellcome, it is stated that 1 in 1,000 people taking Zyban could experience convulsions that could lead to death. Thirdly, there is a long list of contraindications with this drug. The biggest problem seems to be that when Zyban is combined with other drugs, it often becomes lethal. It is as simple as that.
No one has ever been harmed in any way by hypnosis. On the contrary, the side effects are all positive. Stress reduction, memory improvement, and an increase in self-esteem. These are the side effects from hypnosis.
And those of you that are GPs, medical professionals listening to this tape right now, we urge you to contact us and become part of our GP referral network. In the report we just mentioned in The New Scientist, 6% of the people stop smoking as a result of advice from their GPs. So what do you do with the rest? We particularly want to help people with cardiovascular problems and pregnant women, because we all know the ill effects from smoking, not just to the mother, but also to the unborn child.
We hope you found the information on this tape educational, useful, and enjoyable.
If you want to find out more about booking an appointment, or speak to us, or even if you'd like us to send you another free tape or send one to one of your friends,
just give us a call. Simply phone the number that's printed on this cassette.